Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Inshallah we'll resume our weekly sessions studying the biography of the Prophet going through the hadith that showed how the Prophet interacted with various segments of society. And we are still on the hadith that shows how the Prophet interacted with his wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I think this kind of discussion is very important, especially these days when there are people who offend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from our side, we need to get more into the details of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This will increase our love and attachment with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we'll teach it to our kids, our wives, and to our friends as well. Today I'll just read two or three hadith. And Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jalisan fa sami'na lagatan wa sawta sibyan. Once upon a time the Prophet was sitting in his house with Aisha radiallahu anha, and you know the house of Aisha was attached to the masjid. So Aisha heard some noise in the masjid, noise of kids. فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِذَا الْحَبَشَةُ يَلْعَبُونَ بِحِرَابِهِمْ. So Prophet went to inquire what is going on. So he found out that those Ethiopians, Habasha, they were playing inside the masjid, بِحِرَابِهِمْ, with their spears. Okay. فَقَالَ يَا عَيْشَ تَعَالِي فَانْظُرِي. So Prophet found it a good opportunity to get entertainment himself and Aisha. So he invited Aisha and said, come, let us watch. فَجِئْتُ فَوَضَعْتُ لِحْيَيَّ عَلَى مَنْكَبِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So Aisha came and she positioned her chin on the shoulder of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they were both looking into the scene from, it seems, from a window to the outside, to the masjid. فَجَعَلْتُ أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَنْكَبِ إِلَى رَأْسِهِ فَقَالَ لِي أَمَا شَبِعْتِ أَمَا شَبِعْتِ. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after a while, Prophet asked Aisha that, is it enough? Is it enough? Have you got enough of entertainment? But Aisha said, لا. فَجَعَلْتُ أَقُولُ لَا لِأَنْظُرَ مَنْزِلَتِي عِنْدَهُ. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she is very intelligent. She said, no, I didn't get enough. And she continued to look. And she was not intending to look into what's happening. Rather, she had a different intention. She said that, I wanted to see my position in the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, how long he can bear me. Okay. And in another riwayah, this is the riwayah of Tirmidhi, in the riwayah of Nasai, there is an addition. She said, وَمَا بِي حُبُّ النَّظَرِ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَكِنْ أَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ النِّسَاءَ مَقَامَهُ لِي وَمَكَانِي مِنْهُ. So she said that, I wanted to boast later on to the next generations and to the other wives that how the Prophet ﷺ gave me such a long time to watch this scene. So really this shows how the intimacy of the Prophet ﷺ to his wife, especially with Aisha radiallahu anha. Another hadith, عن عائشة قالت دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعندي جاريتان تغنيان بغناء بعاث هو يوم جرى في قتال بين الأوس والخجرت. Once the Prophet ﷺ entered the house of Aisha, and you know Aisha was a girl, okay, so she had her friends, okay, and they were all singing, and the language of the singing, the content of the singing was on a day, on a previous war that happened between Aus and Khazraj at the time of Jahiliyyah. So those girls, they were singing when the Prophet ﷺ entered their house. فاتجع على الفراش وحول وجهه. The Prophet lay down on his bed and he turned his face on the other side. Perhaps he did not like the scene very much, okay? But he never said anything. فدخل أبو بكر. So Abu Bakr entered the house. فانتهزني وقال مزمار الشيطان عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Abu Bakr did not tolerate. Prophet ﷺ tolerated, but Abu Bakr did not tolerate. He said that the instruments of shaitan, the wind instruments, mizmar, okay, the musical instruments of shaitan in the house of the Prophet, so he started to shout. فأقبل عليه رسول الله ﷺ فقال دعهما. Prophet ﷺ came to Abu Bakr and said that, let them continue, let them continue. Okay. فلما غفل غمستهما فخرجتا وكان يوم عيد. So Aisha radiallahu anha, although she was small, but she was intelligent. So she deduced from the whole scene that the Prophet ﷺ did not like these things. So she just make a gesture, غَمَسْتُهُمَا, okay, even without uttering anything, just a gesture to these two other girls that you just leave us. So those two girls, they left, and Aisha noted that it was a يَوْمَ عِيد, it was a day of Eid. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, this is a Bukhari and Muslim, and Ibn Hajar on his, in Fath al-Bari, he added some comment saying that the time of the Jahiliyyah or the Arabs, their language of the singing was like it was mentioned here about some wars and these things, and the instruments that they used to do is maximum like a duf, okay, like this drum, okay. But he said that later on, when the time passed and the other people entered into Islam from Persia and Rome and those things, they have introduced obscene language in the singing and more sophisticated instruments, and these are not allowed. So this is the comments of Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, and obviously if he saw today's digital and DJ and all these things, he would surely have more restriction on those things. A third hadith, an Aisha again, an Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غزوة تبوك أو خيبر وفي سهوتها ستر. Once upon a time, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned back from an expedition. Aisha, she doubted whether it was the Tabuk or the Khaybar expedition. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned home in the house of Aisha, and Aisha used to keep. She used to keep like a store, okay, where she used to keep her toys. Okay, and it has a curtain. وفي سهوتها ستر فهبت ريح فكشفت ناحية الستر عن بنات لعائشة ولعب ولعب. So the wind blew and it revealed the contents of this store, and inside there was dolls that Aisha رضي الله عنها used to play with. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذا يا عائشة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what are these things I see? قالت بناتي, these are my dolls. ورأى بينهن فرسا له جناحان من رقاع, and among them the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم noticed a horse with two wings, okay, made from rags. Okay, فقال ما هذا الذي أرى وسطهن. So Aisha, what is this thing inside these dolls? قالت فرس, she said this is a horse. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم وما هذا الذي عليه, and what is these two things hanging with this horse? Okay, قالت جناحان, these are two wings. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said فرس له جناحان. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم get very exclaimed, how come a horse with two wings? So see the reply of Aisha, قالت أما سمعت أن لسليمان خيلا لها أجنحة, haven't you heard that Sulaiman had horses with wings? فضحك حتى رأيت نواجذه. So upon hearing this reply, Prophet ﷺ smiled until I could see his molar teeth. Okay, this is the maximum that the Prophet ﷺ used to extend when he used to smile, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So see how this intimate transaction, you see, between the Prophet ﷺ and Aisha radiallahu anha. So I think inshallah, next time we'll continue with some more hadith along those lines. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and grant us tawfiq and to benefit from this hadith. Wa jazakumullahu khairan.